didn't seem quite as big. And I got my eyes off of it and got my eyes on the Lord. And, you know, the world would say that's some sort of mind game. You're fooling yourself. The world's still going to hell. Yeah, it is. But my God is on the throne. And He's the one that has lifted me up, has kept me going, and will never leave me or forsake me. So I got home, and I'm thinking that I'm going to get down here early and go over the pastor's notes, and we'll go through that. And that would probably have been fine. But when I got home, the Lord said, thankfulness. So I got on the internet, came up with this. I just looked up and said, Lord, we need those scriptures, some scriptures about being thankful. And there are some great ones, and we'll just kind of go through a few of them. But be thinking about it, because I want to kind of challenge you that maybe when we won't spend a whole lot of time on this, but we spend some time, but maybe when we're done, we'll have somebody raise their hand and say, hey, this is what I'm thankful for. And then we'll go around here, and we'll go around here, and we'll find out what people are thankful for, because I think it's really important for us to speak it. Does that make sense? Other than just thinking. Speak it. Lord, I'm thankful. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord, for my provision. Thank you, Lord, that I, you know, whatever monies that come in that the Lord provides for you, thank you, Lord, for that. Instead of, well, this isn't enough, Lord. I wish I had a better job or, you know, going down that road. Thank you, Lord, for this. And even if your kids are going haywire, you can pick out some things in there that you're thankful for. Lord, I thank you for them. They're struggling right now, but I thank you for them because I know that you put them in my life. They're changing my life. That I'm praying for them. I'm praying that they'll change their life and be a witness and a life in the kingdom. Go around the room, maybe. We'll see. But thankfulness, it's really not Thanksgiving yet, but we want to be thankful. I got 8 verses there. First one is Ephesians 5:20. Yeah, you got it. Giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I thought, see what it says there? Giving thanks always for all things, for the flat tire on the way to your job interview, for not feeling good today, or you've got some ailment. Can you do that? Ah, Lord, it's tough. My back's been killing me for 2 years, Lord, but I give you thanks because I'm learning something. I don't know what it is yet. You know, whatever it is, can we give thanks for that? It says, give thanks for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can we actually do that? And that's a challenge. And giving thanks for all things. It's kind of easy when you know, a windfall comes in and we go, wow, thanks, Lord. This is really great. Now we can remodel our kitchen or something or whatever. It's easy to do that, but it's, it says right there, for all things. And I got another one. Psalm 100, 3 through 5. I don't know what version this is, but I'll read it here. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and His faithfulness to all generations. I think there's a couple songs in there that we usually sing. enter his gates with thanksgiving. That gets back to Hebrews 4. Come into his courts with boldness. Find mercy and grace in your time of need. Come in. Lord, I just came in to give you thanks. Why? Because he made us. Why? Because we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Now, I got to thinking about that. How many times do I enter his gates bringing this dark cloud in there with me? Did I ever tell you about my little picture about that? So some of you have heard this. It's kind of funny. I was riding with this pastor, and we were going skiing, and he said, if you could go see the Lord, tell me what that would look like. If you could go see the Lord, you could physically go in there. And I was a new Christian, but it came to my mind and in this little picture right away. And it was like the Roman courts, you know, these big pillars were back there, and there was a line, and I couldn't quite see where it led, but it was a line, and everybody was in line to go see God. I guess they were up there. And as we moved up, we take one step, you know, and the next guy and step up, and there's a big long line. And I had this little red wagon with me, and in the wagon was all my stuff. I wanted to talk to God about it, and I was bringing it with me. I get up there, and I kind of developed this after I thought about it a little while, but I made this thing up, and we got up to the gate, and whoever was there, Michael or somebody, said, Bob Swan's next. And I stepped up, and he goes, you can't bring that stuff in here. And I was totally, and that was kind of the end of my little picture there, except the guy behind me, he kept picking my stuff up and putting it back. He said, hey, you drop this. I had so much stuff in my wagon. But that was the end of the thing, and I told this pastor that, and he says, God knows what your stuff is. He just wants you to come in and be with him. He'll deal with the stuff. You got your kids, your finances, your health, whatever it is, your job. That's all in the wagon. He'll leave it out there. God already knows about that. And as we talked about it, he said, sooner or later, God will get around to the stuff. You know, oh, by the way, I want to talk to you about how you treat your wife. It was probably the way she treated me. That was in there or something. But I want to talk to you about how you treat your wife. But right then, he says, no, I just want to be with you. Just come on in, and let's talk. Can you do that? Can you picture yourself doing that? Just coming in. I don't know, some people have a hard time. God the Father sitting on his lap. I don't know, that's getting kind of, that's sacrilegious. He says, come on in to my throne room with boldness to find mercy and grace in your time of need. Boldness is coming right through the door and saying, Lord, I need help. Or, Lord, I just came in today to give you thanks for doing so much in my life. I can't even list everything. Well, come on in and let's talk about it. Give thanks. Because he made us. We are his. We are his people, sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Now, honestly, can you picture yourself doing that? If you had a chance to go see God, by the way, there is no line. Yeah, we don't have to wait in line. And Michael's not at the door going chucking names. You have Christ in your life and you're in, right? So can you picture yourself going in to see the Lord? And he's just, come on in. What's going on? Lord, I just want to thank you for being my God. Thank you for picking me, for crying out loud. Out of millions and billions of people, you picked me? I'm shocked. And some of us are going, yeah, I'm shocked myself. So, let's see, Psalm 57:9. You probably wrote it down wrong. Or I told you wrong. Can you get it? If you can, we'll go to the next one and come back. Colossians? Yeah, that one? One? Yeah. It's like a long one. Look at how he starts this. Yeah. This one here, this rendition here, this version says, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid down for you in heaven, of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and increasing, as it is also does among you since the day you heard it and understood the grace of truth. I think it's pretty neat. They're praying for different people. Think about who you pray for. You start off with, Lord, I give you thanks for old Pete or George or Karen or whoever it is. Or do you start off by saying that, not yet? Is that me? Is time up already? But it says right there, we give thanks to God the Father when we pray for you all the time. There's a clue on how to pray. You're lifting people up. Lord, I thank you for them. I thank you that they're in my life. You put them in my life. And I'm responsible to pray for them. Whew. I'm just thinking, how many times somebody I've talked to on the phone and they're going through a tough time and they say, hey, don't forget to pray for me. And I do forget to pray for them. And a week later, I find out that they're still struggling. And I should have been praying. Should have been on the list. I should be like this. When we pray, we give thanks for them. And whatever they're going through, that was part of what I experienced today is so many people are going through stuff, health issues. It's on and on. And if you dare turn the TV on and watch the news, the whole world is going through the same thing or worse. It's just spinning out of control. Keep your eyes on the east. Hopefully, the Lord will come back. Did you have that one? Can we go back? Psalm 57. Hello.
There it goes. I don't know what happened.
It says, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to you among the nations. Now there's a challenge for you. See what it says there? I will give thanks to the Lord among the people. Do you do that? When you're out? Thank you, Lord. Right there in the line getting your watermelon and your cheese and crackers. Thank you, Lord. This is a challenge, I think. It says you give thanks all the time. And there we are, we're out. It says, amongst the people, among the nations, give thanks. What does that do? If I heard that and I was a non-believer, I'd say, well, give thanks for what? And the gas prices are almost $6. You're giving thanks for that? No, I'm not giving thanks for that, but I am giving thanks to the Lord that I do have enough money to get from point A to point B so far. And He will provide. He promised me He's going to provide. I don't know how that's all going to work. I don't have enough money to get to do that, but He promised me. That's why I'm giving thanks. Be a light and a witness wherever you're at by giving thanks to the Lord God Almighty of the universe. Because there's a bunch of people out there that are just dying to hear some hope. Just give me some hope. When was the last time you heard hope, if you listened to the news? We're going to start the evening off by telling you some really good stories. And you're going to be happy when you're done. They don't start it off. They go from one person to the next, and there the poor guy is standing knee-deep in a flood with, you know, how they do that. Give thanks. And then we've got Colossians. Did I do that one? Yep. And then we got... ooh, that's a long one. Still Colossians 2, 6 through 7. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Who's this talking? Remember, it's Paul. He's encouraging people. Talking to us today. Therefore, since you ask the Lord into your life and you're saved and you're walking that way and you're walking with Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in faith, just as you were taught by them as we hear the Word, abounding in thanksgiving. When was the last time you sat down in a quiet place and said, Lord, thank you for getting me out of that lifestyle that I was in, where I was, and where I was heading? When was the last time we did that? I think it's good to refresh our memory, to just look back at least that way and see where we're all headed. In some sort of destruction, and go, wow, Lord, thank you for getting me out of that. And how many times did He save your life for you to get here? And many that we don't even know. Collisions or catastrophes that we passed it by. We saw the wreck, and that could have been us. Or we got in the wreck, but we lived. Thank you, Lord. Abounding in thanksgiving. What does that mean? What does abound? A lot. There's a note here. It says, one of the real indications that a person's life has been touched and changed by Jesus is that they overflow with thankfulness. Ah, this is hitting home with me. I don't know about you guys, but I don't do that all the time. I'm kind of an Eeyore in many ways. I get up and look out the window and, oh, there could be going to be an 80-degree day, and I'll go, oh, it's going to be a hot one today. Or I get up and it's raining. Ah, it's raining. Instead of going the other way. Oh, thank you, Lord, it rained a little bit last night. And I heard in my family, somebody said that, and someone else said, yeah, but not enough. We got to be positive out there. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we've got to be giving thanks all the time. Because there's people that need to hear it. See ya. All right. Be careful. You know your limitations. Yeah. No, he just went back to work. The fire department. He should be sitting at home. So be thankful. Amen. See, I don't know if I gave you this last one. Colossians 3:15-17. Is that a thumbs up or I can? Yeah, okay. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And, let's see, what does it say? And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. Here we go. Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Do I ever read this? Yeah. What was that? Did I miss that one? Oh. Oh, well. I thought we did that one. Try not to interrupt me when I'm on a roll. You know? And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom. There's a whole little sermon right there. Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. I think Paul understands humans. We just get bogged down really quick. Really quick. You know, we can leave here tonight with this on our mind and somebody will not let us in out here, or they'll cut us off, or you'll forget the milk and you'll get home and you'll have no milk. And do you stop and go, oh, no, thanks, Lord. Thanks for reminding me, but I'll get it tomorrow. Or I forgive that guy that just cut me off. I just want to be thankful. I want to be that kind of person that's thankful. And if we do that, I believe we could change our world if we were thankful Christians, because people are going to ask us what we're thankful for, or they're going to see our lifestyle that we're thankful in the midst of everything. Janice and I, not just recently, but our whole life has been chaotic. And I've had people come up to us and say, you know, I didn't think you guys are going to make it because of our kids doing this or that. But we watched you continue on in your walk. We watched you give thanks for what you have. And it built us up. I mean, I heard that. Even though we felt like we were the dark cloud over our family or us at times, people are watching. There's people that come to this church that are watching you in your circumstances and see how you handle it. You know, walk in here and go, oh, well, woe is me. You know, my bunion is still bothering me. Well, yeah, but what's God done for you today? And that was one of the questions I wanted to ask if we want to do that, is what are you thankful for today? What is it, or something that you can think of, what are you thankful for? And then challenge yourself to do that I don't know, at least in the evening when you're settling down. Lord, thanks for getting me through this day. Thanks for that phone call that cleared up that dilemma. Or thanks for healing somebody over there that I hardly know. Or thanks for taking care of the pastor when he's right in the middle of a mess down there. Thanks for taking care of Gene when he falls and breaks his ribs and punctures his lung. He's back among us and now he's back going to work. Thank you, Lord, for that. Give him wisdom. That's what his wife said. He needs wisdom. So what are we thankful for? Anybody?